This is the Bennington Show. Ron Bennington, Gail Bennington.
Hello.
Gail, you're doing the, is this post-punk week? Is that where we're going with this?
This is post-punk week. It was going to be new wave week, and then I quickly changed my mind, post-punk week.
Well, you know, new wave is one of those weird things because, to me, 70s new wave is completely different from 80s new wave.
Yes.
But they're both called new wave.
They're both new wave.
It's just like if you say punk, 70s punk is incredibly different.
Yeah. But new wave, post-punk, there's like a Venn diagram little center there.
Oh, I didn't know there was like that crossover gray zone that we're supposed to find in school.
Mm-hmm.
All right. A lot of the stuff we'll be talking about in our new show, GPS, which I got to tell you, we got hallway buzz. I don't know about anyone else, but someone going from the talk realm to the music realm, oddly has made the music people very happy.
They're intrigued.
They're like, oh, you're going to shut your pie holes and play a little bit of music for us.
Did you hear we're getting some talkies on the station? That's what they call us, I think. Yeah. I think.
Sometimes they call us talk trash. And other times they just call us tongues. Couple of tongues coming down here, taking over music time. GPS, Chris, what's the big numbers on that?
GPS premieres this Saturday at 3 p.m. East on Deep Tracks, Channel 27. Mm. And replays all weekend long and into next week as well. We'll have all those times and days.
Who you're going to want to listen to Saturday. No spoilers, you know.
Yeah, there will be no spoilers.
You're going to want to hear it Saturday at 3 p.m.
I'm planning a party.
Mm-hmm. Can I come?
I don't want a lot of people there. Oh. When I say I plan the party, it's me, a bindle, a bottle, and my regrets.
It's very poetic.
Why did I do that? Stupid.
I'm a fucking idiot.
God rest his soul.
I love him. God damn, I love him.
We should do something for him every year. Birthday or death day?
Let's go birth and keep it light.
Yeah, it gets around to that. I mean, in the case of John Lennon, do we do birthday or death day when we all go out and sing his songs? I can never remember.
Death day.
No, I think it's birthday.
Oh, it's his birthday?
It's October, right?
Yeah. No, it's December.
Oh, December.
It's the day after, I think, Pearl Harbor Day, which I still try to do something for. And then his is always funny. So there's always thousands of people up in Strawberry Fields in Central Park, and then a lot of guitars, and it just, you know, it's not organized. People just singing themselves, and then, you know, everyone's singing, you know, Beatles songs and all, and then some people start yelling out very angrily, "That's a Paul McCartney song! It's not appropriate tonight!" And other people hear, "We celebrate all the Beatles!" And I'm like, dude, we're just fucking singing songs in the park.
Beefing.
Relax.
One year, it was one of the, like, the 20-year whatever. Yoko came over and put a flower out. Just so many people that could have heard a pin drop.
Mm.
Tears? Had to be a lot of tears, right?
Yes. There's tears every year.
Right. Just making sure.
You live in New York. Why would you think people wouldn't be still feel sad? This is the Bennington Show. Lots going on today, but there is a funny viral kind of video going around that I just got a kick out of. Now, HLN used to be called what?
Headline News.
But they were Headline News, and they're now just HLN.
Snappy for the millennials.
Now, they were doing something on the Eric Snowden deal, because Eric Snowden... traitor or whistleblower, depending on who's screaming at the time. He got a Twitter account, and there are people like, oh, good, he's tweeting from Russia, and other people like, Twitter, shut this shit down, he's a traitor. So obviously there's a lot of disagreement on that, but one thing that we can all agree on, it's funny to see news people get fucking punked. And what happened here is the news decided to just put a tweeter on their show. That was the expert. Somebody that they found.
Twitter comedian.
A Twitter guy. And I think his Twitter handle is like at